The thing that we complain about most about a loved one isn't necessarily a reflection of their greatest flaw, but it is always a reflection of our greatest need. That's a paraphrase of Dr. Bree. Blew my mind. That doesn't mean that we're wrong to complain, by the way. It's just a gentle reminder that, as scary as it is to admit, we need each other. We have needs from each other. But because we don't want to admit that, we go, oh, that person's flawed. Here's the character assassination. I've put it together. I did that recently. My man and I were talking about somebody and we were like complaining about them and talking about all of these flaws that we had put together. And I stopped and I went, wait, I'm not mad at this person because they have a flawed character. I'm mad at them because I really wanted them to love me, show up for me, and accept me. And they were not doing that. They were focused on themselves. And yeah, I just spent 2 hours explaining how they're not good enough as a person. But really, we're never upset because a stranger or even a friend is kind of a weird person or doesn't fit our definition of what it is to be a good person. We're upset if they don't treat us the way we want to be treated, but we don't want to admit that we have needs. So instead, we're like, you are flawed. I have a touch of a cold. Duncan Trussell was talking about this. He was like, if you get really honest about the parts of yourself that you're unhappy with, then you'll be excited to learn that you've been attacked. You're constantly being attacked by those aspects of yourself in the form of everyone that you think is an asshole. You're projecting those parts of yourself onto the world. You're paying attention to those things, the things that you hate about yourself. You're looking for those in other people, whether or not you will admit those things to yourself. So everyone that we complain about or get triggered by is either not fulfilling a need we really want them to fulfill, whether or not they should, which is the second question once we recognize, oh, I'm mad because you're not fulfilling a need I have. Is that your responsibility or not? Because sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. Or we're mad at them because they dare to express a trait that we are so ashamed to have that we want to stomp it out in them instead of in ourselves. Hold on, I'm getting my puppy. So he says, I love this analogy. And since I have a dog in my hands, it's even better. We will go through the world thinking that it smells like poop, but we actually just have dog poop on our shoe. We just have dog poop stuck to our shoe. We're walking around screaming about how the whole world smells like poop and it's full of poop. But really, we just have it on our shoe. We can always get it off. I mean, sometimes we have extra groovy soles or something and it takes a little extra work. You know, it's a little harder to get it off of our shoe. But the whole world doesn't smell bad. We just have shit on our shoes. Okay, I'm going to go take my puppy for a walk. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan. Sniff.